You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
There are no abortion clinics in South Auckland. The closest to South Auckland is Green Lane, which creates a few barriers for those trying to access those sort of health services. Abortion was decriminalised in March last year, and the issue of no abortion clinics in South Auckland has been raised repeatedly over the past 12 years, and it's an issue, and yet there are still none there. So to discuss the impact of this and what changes could be on the horizon now it's been decriminalised, I spoke with the president of ALRAN's Abortion Rights Aotearoa, Terry Bellamack. I started off by asking Terry what the social effects are of not having accessible abortion services.
It's a real burden on people who need the services who live so far away from the services, because the folks in South Auckland, if they need abortion care, they need to go up to Epsom Day Unit, which is a long drive. And if you don't have your own transportation, it can be a long, expensive proposition. Plus, you know, when you're going to appointments like that, you have to find childcare, you have to take time off work, and the fact that it's so far away means that you need to take more time than you would if these services were available, say, at Middlemore Hospital.
And abortion was decriminalized last March, and is there any indication that there is going to be changes for abortion services availability in South Auckland?
Yeah, actually, I was reading that they're contemplating, well, actually, they put out to tender requests for people who are interested in supplying that service in South Auckland and in Waitemata. I don't know what the status of that is, and I really wish them well on that because, I mean, something that needed to happen like 14 years ago.
So abortion was decriminalized last March. Are there any expectations from ALRANS for action after this legislation was passed?
We have lots of expectations, but we also have to be realistic about the fact that, you know, because it was coming out of the Crimes Act, they weren't able to implement any kind of a bedding in period, any sort of a transition time. So basically, the transition time is kind of now. They're working on it. We're hoping to see a lot of movement in that space, you know, over this year. It's a bit, it's a bit disappointing that it's taking so long, but, you know, it was always going to take the time that it took. We're hoping to see, the kind of changes that we're hoping to see from the Ministry of Health involve, you know, things like mandating that all DHBs must offer an abortion service. Because, you know, South Auckland is bad, but the West Coast, if you need abortion care on the West Coast, you still have to go to Canterbury. You have to go to Christchurch. That's an even bigger burden. And, you know, it's not, you know, to say that any one burden is bigger or better or worse than the others. I mean, it's all unacceptable.
Any other action that you are hoping to see from the health sector in the coming year?
Safe Areas would be really good. Safe Areas is the next bit of legislation that's going to be coming up, and we're hoping to see that pass because it's really important. And I think what we're seeing, you know, the kind of activity that we saw in the States just recently, you know, shows how bad it can really get. The problem with Safe Areas is, you know, it's the one thing that I hear most often from people who tell me about their abortions. What they talk about most was, you know, I was so scared, you know, if the protesters were going to be out there, or yeah, I saw the protesters, it made me so mad, or yeah, it was really, you know, intimidating to walk by these people who were staring at me. It's really not acceptable that people who are just trying to go about their day, who are just trying to access healthcare, legal healthcare now, as I might add, are being faced with this kind of really standover tactics.
And what is your advice to anyone in South Auckland or anywhere in Aotearoa, New Zealand, that is trying to overcome the barriers to access abortion?
Call your DHB, and if you don't get a satisfactory, or call your DHB, call family planning. If you don't get a satisfactory answer from those folks, you call Alrounds, or rather send an email to Alrounds. And I generally try and, you know, help hook people up with services that are out there. And, you know, hopefully this gets easier.
That was Terry Balamack, the president of Alrounds Abortion Rights Aotearoa. Yet when she brought up safe spaces, it had totally slipped my mind that that had been removed from the bill. So last year, we did decriminalise abortion, but then ACT leader David Seymour proposed removing the definition of safe spaces from the bill, and also being at the ability to be able to implement safe spaces when they're needed the most. And his proposal for that actually passed. So as the current bill stands, police cannot implement safe zones to protect women from harassment while they try and get an abortion, even though the abortion is decriminalised.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.